All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's another fascinating episode of the CAGcast video game podcast. And of course, I am ChibiD, and I am here in Tokyo, Japan. And as always, we are joined by the fabulous Wombat in the Piqua.
I am alive and well.
Are you?
Yeah.
You're alive anyway. And you might have heard that laughing in the background there. That is Shipwreck, who, due to popular demand and all the really incredibly positive comments in last week's show feedback, is back to join us once again.
A lot of people really wanted to sit you, apparently.
Yeah, Wombat really sabotaged our comments section, because you had to enter this Dissidia contest. You had to say how great Shipwreck was. So, of course, every comment on the show says how great Shipwreck was. So I don't know if he was really that great, but I like having Shipwreck on the show, because
I've got more stuff to give away this week, though.
All right.
Well, nice.
So keep it coming.
We're going to have to change up that contest.
This week, everyone has to say what a douchebag Shipwreck is.
Right. And then he won't be on next week.
Exactly. It'll be all the comments were how bad he is. He's never coming back.
Well, I think people really do like having Shipwreck on, and I like having him on for the same reason, is that he, first of all, he's very knowledgeable about games, but he also plays a ridiculous amount of games, more than Wombat and I put together, I'm sure.
Wombat's got a very busy job, and you do something.
I don't know what I do. You know what I've been doing? I've been watching this show, this TV show, Sons of Anarchy. Have you either of you guys watched that show at all?
That's the biker show, right?
That's the biker show that's on, I think it's on FX, right? Is that what it's
on? I'll take your word for it.
It's awesome. Like, I heard good things about it, and I don't know. It sounded sort of a little stupid. Yeah, it's on FX. It sounded a little dumb to me, but I decided I was bored, so I decided to check it out. And it's not just like, you know, a bunch of biker guys going around kicking people's asses, although that does happen from time to time. It's actually like a pretty interesting concept. It's about, you know, an outlaw biker gang that does a lot of illegal shit, like deals guns. And one of their young members, who happens to be the vice president of the club, he's got like sort of second thoughts about, you know, this club doing all this illegal stuff and what like brotherhood is all about and what they should really stand for. And his deceased father, who ran the club before he died, he wrote basically a book about the bike club and how it's totally headed in the wrong direction. So it's interesting. It's not just, you know, a bunch of people getting shot and knifed and stuff, although that does happen. And the first season ended awesome, and I watched the first episode of the second season, and it's ridiculous. I can't wait to – I wish I was watching it right now, actually. So I definitely recommend Sons of Anarchy to people. And if you are already watching that show, I have a book recommendation for you called – Under and Alone. It's about an ATF. It's a true story about an ATF agent who infiltrates the Mongols motorcycle gang, and it's crazy. It's a very suspenseful and fast read as well. Like, it's, you know, it reads like a movie basically. So you could probably read it in a day or two. But in fact, I'm surprised they haven't made that into a movie, because it's really cool. And also in other screen watching experiences, I watched 30 minutes of Transformers 2, and that was all I could take, because it was, I mean, if it's even worse than the first one, if that's possible. I mean, you guys
third
haven't,
one's coming.
You guys haven't
third one
seen
is
it.
Confirmed.
Yeah, it does. It is. They announced that Megan Fox is signed.
That was the only good part, is like in the beginning of the movie, you see Megan Fox in little short shorts, and she's on a motorcycle. she's working on a motorcycle, because I guess she's a mechanic or something.
Yeah, that's in the first movie.
Right. And she works on a motorcycle. She's sitting on the motorcycle with her ass up in the air. Like she's waiting for something to be entering her from behind while she's working on the motorcycle. It doesn't seem like a very efficient working position, but that was the best part of the movie so far.
Well, it really depends on what she's working on.
Well, she's working. No, she's just working on a motorcycle. She's Shia LaBeouf. But they even have like race. It's even like racist. There's like these two Autobots who are like these like two. I mean, they're supposed to be like black, uneducated black men, basically, and they they talk to each other like, yo, man, I'm going to give you an ass whipping. What you doing, man? I mean, it's, I don't know.
I'm sorry, I missed that. What do they talk like?
you heard me just fine.
I'm sorry, no, I was reading something.
Yo, man, that hurt me. Well, of course it hurt you. I got to give you an ass whipping. I mean, it's, the fact that that was the highest grossing film.
I would hate to get an ass whipping.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, but that's what it sounds like. And the fact that this is the highest grossing film in America is really just makes me a little bit nauseous. I had turned it off after half an hour because, it's bad. It's very bad. At least Optimus Prime shows up in the first 30 minutes, unlike the last movie. Anything going on with you guys? You guys watch any awesome movies?
No,
not really. I sat in the insurance office for about an hour and a half today, going over my insurance policies.
That's pretty exciting.
That's fun stuff.
It's good.
So
did you have to take a physical?
I'm covered. It's good.
Shipwreck told me yesterday that, remember last week I mentioned how Shipwreck was planning a trip to Japan, to Tokyo? He's already got a date.
Oh, it's good to know you won't be going to Japan alone then.
No, that's not what I meant, Wombat.
Oh.
Yeah, he's already, I mean, I don't think I planned my wedding even a year in advance, but there's Shipwreck. He's got his date for next October.
That's all Mrs. Shipwreck. Come on. She's got a very, like, hard to carve out schedule for the most part.
Year in advance hard?
Yeah.
Wow.
She's a doctor. Yeah, I mean, when you have a real job, you have to plan things.
But it's an animal doctor.
But there's only four of them there, so I mean they have to know.
In the
when
state of Ohio,
gone.
There's only four vets. She's one of them.
I see. Okay, well, no, I'm looking forward to Shipwreck visiting next year, a year away, and he'll be here for Ty's third birthday. So that's going to be very
nice.
Exciting. One other thing I want to talk about before we announce the contest winner from last week, something that was really bothering me, and I'm not sure why, and I want to see if it's bothering you guys too. I started talking to Shipwreck about it yesterday. You heard about this guy who put a Sarah Palin autographed Xbox 360 up on eBay? Have you guys read that? I mean, it was covered.
Yes.
Okay, so this sort of tells you like what kind of person is that into Sarah Palin. So this guy, he traveled 3 days to some Sarah Palin thing where you could meet her and get her autograph. So he drove 3 days to get there with the intent of bringing his Xbox 360 there to get it autographed. And obviously the intent was to put it up on eBay because, and you know, that's what he did. You know, that must have been the plan from the start. Now, Wombat, did you read about this story already? I know Shipwreck did.
I do remember seeing it somewhere. I don't remember what it sold for.
Okay, do you remember what? Do you know what the starting bid that he put it up for was?
Isn't it like $12,000 or something stupid? Or am I making that up?
No. It's $1.1 million was the starting bid that he chose for that.
That's stupid.
Which goes to show you what kind of person would be that into Sarah Palin. To think that he could get over $1 million. And why 1.1 million? I mean, the 1 million just is not enough. I mean, he needs that extra 100,000 there.
You got to cover that shipping.
No, he charges for shipping. He charges $15 for shipping, actually.
He's covering that eBay cut then.
He's covering the eBay cut. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, I looked on eBay to see like what a Sarah Palin autograph photo, an authentic Sarah Palin autograph photo, the buy it nows are about $150 for that. So which is still way too high. But why?
Unless it's that one where she misspells her own name. I would spend money on that.
But I don't understand. Like having her sign an Xbox 360. I mean, you know, that would be like having Wombat sign like some sort of exercise machine. Things don't go together.
Yes, but when I sign things, I don't have to put the crayon in my mouth and use a stencil.
That was even better than my joke.
Yeah, thank you.
But I mean, I understand like you get like, you know, Miyamoto to sign, you know, a Nintendo system or something. But Sarah Palin has nothing to do with an Xbox or any video games or anything. So how would having her sign a video game product be able to command anything more than having her sign a picture of herself? It's completely ridiculous. The guy obviously likes just paying eBay those insertion fees because that's what he's going to be doing. I don't think he could even get $1,000 for this. I don't think it really even adds much to the cost of a regular Xbox. If he got $500,
I was going to say, do you think he could even get the value of an Xbox for his used Xbox? Because really,
I think he might be able to get that just because it got some publicity. But I mean,
will GameStop take that in his trade?
They probably would. They'll probably clean that off. They don't care. They'll take anything. The thing doesn't even have to work. They'll take it. I don't know. It just, what a dummy. I just want to say, you know, that's the kind of people we have to look that we have in this country that admire Sarah Palin.
Well, you left this country.
What?
You left.
I left. That's why I left, because of this guy. People like this guy. I had to leave. I had to get the hell out of there. Anyway, that just really bugged me. I don't know. I don't know why. Just stupid people bug me, Wombat.
It would have bugged you even more if it was 1,100,099 cents.
That would have bugged the shit out of me. All right, let's. I mean, I can't. Can I even show feedback from last week? Because it's all about how great Shipwreck is. I mean,
and we all know that's a lie.
Although I do want to read this from Progman 3. He said that he GPD's Tokyo Game Show coverage was top notch. I can see screenshots, interviews, and gameplay footage on a billion other sites. I love getting updates from a regular guy checking out TGS. See, Wombat, I'm a regular guy checking out TGS.
So wait, you've been using Metamucil because that's the only thing that can make you regular.
No, I have bran. I eat bran flakes every morning for breakfast.
Really?
Yep.
You know what I've started doing? I've started drinking V8 juice. Yeah,
wow, you've hit that point now, huh?
Yep, they make these cans. It's like you know, the week's worth of V8 in a little package.
Right.
And I drink a can a day.
Right.
That stuff tastes like death in a can, by the way.
Yeah, I would rather have a greasy finger shoved up my ass if I had a problem taking a dump. I mean, I don't think I'd want to drink that. You know,
when you get halfway through the can, it's sort of like a challenge.
You're numb.
Yeah, because it's kind of tangy, it's kind of spicy, it kind of tastes like gazpacho.
Do they still say I should have had a V8 like on the can or something? No, that was in the commercials.
That was the commercial, yeah. Now it's, yes, it is still the same. It's I could have had a V8 now.
Right. No, it says I should have had a greasy finger shoved up my ass.
It's, yeah, or the greasy finger.
Right, or in parentheses, or the greasy
finger. Or a greasy finger, and then it leads right into the what would you do for a Klondike bar commercial.
Right. I don't know. Even with the bran flakes, I feel like I could be more regular though. I don't know. I have like this lettuce drink that I drink sometimes, but
see, so there you go. I had to go so bad today and I was alone with the baby. For those who don't know, I'm off today and tomorrow because we have no sitter and my wife has to work. And so we're splitting the week in half where I'm doing 2 days and she's doing 2 days alone with the baby. And I had to go so bad, and I didn't know what to do because it's, you know, it's never really happened to me before. So
you had
I had
to
just
go bad.
I had to go, but I can't just leave her alone.
Oh, I would take. I would hold Ty on my lap while I would go.
I just brought her into the bathroom with me and handed her a book, and she sat on the floor and read her book. And
Ty loves that. Ty loves coming into the bathroom with me, and now he even knows how to say stinky in Japanese, and he. He will say it's kusai, and he'll say kusai, kusai. Yeah, he does that sometimes when I change his diaper, too. And one time he even held my nose and said it, which I thought was really funny.
That is, so you should have taken a picture.
He's a big boy now. He's going to be two in like 2 weeks.
That's an old kid.
I know. We're going to buy him this big train set thing. It's pretty intense. I looked it up. It looks like it's going to take me about 2 or 3 hours to put it together, which I'm really looking forward to. I love torturing myself in that way, but no, he'll like it, so I will
well,
suffer.
If you're ever in a store and you see that toy where it's kind of like it comes with 5 different colored balls and it has a big button on the top, and when you push the big button on the top, the balls pop out using an air jet.
Yeah,
don't buy that ever.
Why?
Because Ty will love it, and all you'll have is balls flying around your house for about 10 hours a day. And you'll have to find them, because if you don't find them, Ty will get upset because he has no balls. And it makes a loud noise, and it's very annoying.
Yeah, I try to avoid any toys that make loud noises.
Yeah, we haven't really learned that lesson very well.
Yeah, I learned that pretty quickly. Also, I guess while we're doing show feedback, I guess somebody pointed out, and I don't have the name in front of me, though, Shipwreck. Somebody pointed out that with the game Demon Souls, that you had misspoken and that the game is not... not that it's not hard, but they didn't change the difficulty from the Japanese version.
Yeah, apparently it's the same difficulty. I'm not sure where I got my signals mixed up there, but I had thought that I had heard and read that it was more difficult, but that may have just been because the game relies, or doesn't rely, but you can leave hints and everything for people online, and since the U.S. servers would be completely new, all of those hints would be wiped out.
Oh, so okay, maybe. I see.
Going through it on your own for the first time, but...
Right.
So it's still really hard.
Yeah.
No. I'm still going to stand by that. And the people that say... I've been reading a lot of people saying, oh, I can beat Ninja Gaiden. I'll be fine with Demon's Souls. I can beat Ninja Gaiden pretty easily. And I couldn't do Demon's Souls. It's a totally different skill set.
No, and even Dale North, who writes for Destructoid, he couldn't post a review. He posted an article about Demon's Souls, but he said, I can't write a review because I can't finish it. And it's not fair. I can't give it a score. You know,
I can't imagine hardly any of the reviews that have come out are people that have actually finished the game.
Are there reviews already? Like,
oh yeah, there were reviews started hitting last week.
Hmm.
But
do they say?
I've had
not being able to finish
it
because it's too hard. Be enough to review it and say this game is too hard. Is that fair?
I mean, I'm looking at a Metacritic right now, and the reviews it has a 90. Okay, and I don't. All these sites that have reviewed it, no, GameStop gave it a 9 out of 10. So there are real sites here. I was going to say that I haven't heard of any of these sites, but...
Well, the thing is, the game's going to review very well because the people that actually feel comfortable posting a review are going to be the ones that have clicked with the game and can actually move through the game, which I think it's a good game. It's just too hard.
And there's no difficulty.
Isn't that enough to make it
like
not
that.
A good game? Yeah.
I think it does. Like,
is being too hard, a qualifier in a game review?
It is, because I read Dale North's review. Like, this game looks cool to me. Like, I've watched gameplay, and this is like a type of game that I would like. And I know Shipwreck is already rolling his eyes, saying, if you buy this game, you're going to kill somebody. But I read Dale North's write-up, and he said it's one of those games where you're going to want to break the controller. And to me, that means this is a bad game. I don't want to play a game where I want to break the control. I'm playing a game to have fun. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's not a game for people who want to have fun.
Well, that's
not who it's aimed for.
I mean, think about that. A game, by that definition, a game should kind of be fun, I would think. But I don't know. Maybe that's just me.
There'll be plenty of people who like it, but with as well as it sold on CAG, there's going to be a lot of frustrated gamers.
Yeah.
When they get this in their hands.
Yeah. So, okay. So that's, we've cleared up the story about Demon's Souls. And, all right, you want to do the contest winner, Ship?
Sure. I don't know what they said.
It's okay. Who cares?
It was something nice about me.
Right.
It was Trey Tholomew.
Okay. So he's winning Dysdeia? How do you say that shit?
Dysidia, Final
right.
Fantasy for the PSP.
Excellent.
And do you want to give away something else? Or?
Sure.
I've got all these prizes just sitting here. How about something you can actually play on the PSP Go?
Okay.
Would that be good?
Sure.
Or the regular PSP.
Or regular PSP, right.
I have a code for Holy Invasion of Privacy Badman.
Oh, that sounds like a good prize.
Yeah, so we'll give that away.
Okay, and just to enter this contest... Just post a comment about the show. Any comment about the show is fine, okay? And, if you don't have a PSP or something, you can give away the code.
But it has to be in Pig Latin.
No, stop. Right, it has to be backwards. All right, just put up an auction for anything that Sarah Palin has autographed, and you will be entered in the contest.
That you have to send us each autographs from Sarah Palin.
Right. No, okay, so any comment about the show... Don't write like contest entry. It has to be a legitimate feedback about the show. That's all. CAG news-ish, I guess I don't think I really have any. The word on the street from Super Programmer John, who just moved into a new home, is that the huge CAG update is coming in the middle of October. October 15th, I think, was the day that he said. And then the iPhone app will be submitted soon after that. I guess we need the back-end changes on the site before we can submit the iPhone app. And this is going to include like all the trading stuff, a new add-ons for the price tracker, so you can basically browse through all the stores right on CAG. Like if you want to just see all the Xbox 360 games from Toys R Us and Newegg only and sort them by lowest price, you can do that. So that's coming. A lot of shit is coming. I don't have the whole list in front of me, but he tells me mid-October. I hope it comes true because I'm excited. And that is that. Let's do the new releases. And this is where Shipwreck comes in extra handy because he knows things.
Of course, Demon's Souls is this week. We just talked about that.
Yes.
Yes, for the PS3. And also for the PS3, Africa is finally coming out over here.
I have Africa. I bought the Asian version, which is called Hakuna Matata, believe it or not. I bought it a long time ago from PlayAsia.
I heard the final boss is the rains.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. The rains down.
Yeah, I get it. Okay. I got it. Don't worry, I got it.
Got it, yeah.
You know, I didn't love it. Not one of your best.
It wasn't bad. It just wasn't the best.
It just wasn't good. So here's my problem with Africa. It's kind of on the... Have there been any reviews, by the way? Because I'm curious. But I'm going to say, like, it's a pretty tedious game. Like, the idea behind it is cool. Like, if you're into taking pictures and stuff, you know, it can be fun. And the graphics are good, obviously. And it's, you know, it's fun to take pictures of wild animals and all that. The problem is that it gets tedious because you have to... You have to, like, every time you start the day, you have to get into a Jeep and a guy drives you to, like, the photo-taking spot. And you have to sit there and wait for the guy to drive you. You know, you don't even get to drive. You're just sitting in the car while the guy drives you. You can't skip it. It's very slow. It's just a lot of that type of stuff. They haven't streamlined the game. If you could just jump in, bam, you're taking pictures and, you know... That could be interesting. Like, you know, they'll say, all right, we need you to take a picture of a rhinoceros that's yawning. Or there's a giraffe. We need a picture of a giraffe taking a shit. That might not be in there, but something like that. But I don't know. It's hard for me to recommend. It's just, you know.
Yeah, it's got a 69 on Metacritic right now.
Yeah. So. It's just, there's nothing, it's just, you know, there's no story. It's just, you wake up in the morning. They say, all right, we need pictures of, you know. Rhinoceros is having sex, and then you go and you get in the car, the guy drives you there, you get the pictures, you know, if you get too close, the rhinoceroses don't like you watching them have sex, and they come and try to kill you, and then you get back in the Jeep, and you go I made that part
up. Do you actually go out and look for rhinoceros having sex?
I didn't get that far in the game. It could happen. It could happen. I don't, it probably doesn't happen, but it could happen.
I don't think it happens.
So that's my problem with the game. And you know what? If it was like a super cheap game, then maybe I would say, hey, maybe just check it out anyway. But it's a $60 game.
Really?
Oh, really?
That game is coming out for $60.
I'm looking on Amazon. It says it's out of stock on Amazon. How could that be?
Because they only bought two.
Well, it's not in stock yet.
Right. Wait, I'm going to check on GameStop just to make sure. Oh, wait, I just hit the wrong thing. Yeah, I don't know. It just... Here we go, Africa. No, it says $50 on GameStop. But even still, $50 is way too much. I'm thinking $20. See, that's the type of thing. Like, you put out a game like this for $20, or maybe even... I don't know if you're allowed to put out a new release PlayStation game or Xbox game for $20. But if they allow that, you know, you throw that shit in Walmart and stuff, and people may buy it, actually. They may think it's, you know, interesting. They may think that you actually kill the animals, and they might like it. So,
yeah. One reason you won't see a lot of reviews for this yet is because Natsume doesn't send out very many copies of any of their games for review.
Oh.
They actually told me they had 10 copies of Africa for reviewers.
So you weren't on the list?
I was on the waiting list in case 10 people didn't ask for Africa.
Right, which is a possibility.
You'd think they'd have enough copies for 100 men or more.
Oh my god. I'm hanging up on Wombat.
Moving on. Yep. Also this week that Saw game comes out.
I played PS3 some of that.
360.
How?
That Saw game at a Konami event.
Konami's putting this game out?
Yes.
How
and
is it?
The bit that I played of it actually was pretty good, but from the reviews it seems like it's not much more than what I played, like it just kind of repeats. So which is kind of a bummer, cuz like I said, it the half hour or so that I played the demo was pretty engaging.
Oh.
The puzzles were pretty good, and it would have been nice to have a game that, you know, was more about suspense and puzzles, you know, just for a change of pace.
Right.
But it, you know, according to GamePro and Game Informer, it doesn't really change it up enough. But the puzzles are surprisingly intelligent. At least a few that I played. It's probably worth a rental at least, so.
Doesn't it come with movie tickets?
I do not know. It might, because Saw 5 comes out, like, it's Saw 5, right? Yeah, that comes out in like a week or two.
It comes with one movie ticket.
A ticket.
What?
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be getting that in for review, so.
All right.
I will let you know if it holds up or not over 30 minutes.
Let me know.
Also coming out, Operation Flashpoint.
All right.
Dragon Rising. I don't know. That series has never really done much for me. It's a little bit too realistic.
It looked okay. Like, they had it at TGS, and I didn't play it, but I watched people playing it, and it's obviously, you know, it doesn't measure up in graphics to, like, you know, call it a Modern Warfare or something like that, but it didn't look bad. It looked better than I thought it would look.
Yeah, and also the NBA games are coming out, NBA 2K10 and NBA Live 10. I actually saw, have you seen this NBA 2K10 collector's edition that they have? This $100 collector's edition.
No, I didn't know.
Is that the one that comes in a locker or something?
Yeah, it comes in a locker. I was in GameStop today because I went out there because Battle Fantasia, the game made by the people of BlazBlue.
Right.
It was $20 for Xbox. And I went in there and there was a guy trading in, I don't know, 8 or so games. And he was picking up his pre-orders. And he had pre-ordered both NBA 2K10 and NBA Live 10.
Wow.
But he had ordered the collector's edition of NBA 2K10. But he didn't really know what it was. Like, when he ordered it, he's like, yeah, sure, I'll pay the extra $40 for the collector's edition. But then the GameStop guy puts this thing on the counter. This locker's like 2.5-3 feet tall.
You're kidding!
No, it holds 20 games inside of it. So he can put both NBA 2K10 and NBA Live 10 in his other 18 basketball games that he obviously
with just enough room left for his dignity.
Yeah,
it doesn't even say that. Like, I'm looking at the description on GameStop, and it says it comes with a game locker, but it makes no indication that the thing is giant and that it can do anything besides hold the game that it comes with.
Oh yeah, it holds 20 games. That thing also comes with like a Kobe Bryant McFarlane figure and a Kobe Bryant poster and stuff.
Right.
But,
so did the guy like it? Was he like excited by it?
Oh yeah. Yeah. He was fired up. He was ready to go home and play some basketball.
Were you laughing?
A little bit.
A little bit.
I was actually shocked that somebody was actually.
That they sold
not
one?
Not only was he getting the collector's edition, but he was buying the other basketball game as well.
EA's probably kicking themselves that they didn't come up with a $100 version of their basketball game.
I'm sure they are.
Right.
Well, they were too busy making up two new versions of Spore for both the Wii and the DS, because that's what everybody wants.
Right. Interesting. All right, so I don't know. I don't know anything about basketball games. I haven't played one in a long time.
No, I'm sure they're both fine.
Right.
Let's see, what else came out? Oh, Star Wars The Clone Wars Republic Heroes came out.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
It's Star Wars. It's based off of that animated series. I don't really know that much about it.
Yeah, I don't even watch that show. I've never watched. I haven't seen the movie. I never watched an episode of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we've all kind of outgrown Star Wars.
I'm going as a Jedi for Halloween this year, but I have no interest in that.
Right. All right.
We bought Sabrina her costume already.
What is she going as?
She's an Ewok.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, nice.
There'll be pictures.
I could have gone up to a conference in Columbus this past weekend and met the guy who played young Boba Fett in the new Star Wars movies.
I met Jake Lloyd at a convention once. It was kind of sad.
Right. He's like, hey, you ruined Star Wars. Well, it's not his fault.
No, it's not. He was like six.
Right.
Let's see. Wii Fit Plus came out. And there's a whole lot of releases, but not much that's like really doing much for me. That Lucidity game looks okay for Xbox Live.
Right.
Have you guys seen that?
Yeah. It's like a puzzle platformer, right?
Yeah, it's kind of... The character, the little girl, is constantly running from left of the screen to the right. And almost like in Tetris, you have these different objects that you're placing down into the level, and it shows you what you have next. And so you're putting those in, and she can like walk across those to get to the next platform and everything.
I see.
So, I don't know. Right. It could be okay. And that South Park game comes out, too.
Tower Defense South Park.
Yeah. A whole lot of meh this week, actually.
Right. I wonder if that's going to be any good. It can't be good, right? The Tower Defense South Park game?
I can't imagine it being remotely enjoyable.
Right. I mean, I wish it was. I hope it is.
I still like South Park. I still like it a lot, and I'm looking forward to the season premiere. But, I don't think this game has anything.
Chance.
Yeah.
Okay. And what about Black College Football Experience?
Maybe.
We don't know if it's coming out.
That thing's been on the new release schedule every week for maybe 5 months now.
Right. It's out. It's out. GameStop says it's shipping and says now shipping. $40.
Oh. I'll have to get in contact with my PR person for that.
I think the cheapest you can put out a game for on PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 is $40, right? Has there ever been a $30 new
release? Yeah, there's been a few. Raiden Fighters Aces came out for $20.
Oh, right. That's right. That's totally right. I talked to...
But Pinball Hall of Fame.
Was $30.
Yes. Right?
Okay. So, all right. So you can do it. Okay. So why don't... I don't know. I'm surprised that you don't see more.
None of that, but Pinball Hall of Fame is probably better than both...
Everything that came out this week.
Yeah. Yes. Everything else that came out this week.
Really? It's that good, huh?
Yes. That game is ridiculously fun and addictive and awesome in every way.
Wow, I want to get it. I wish that was a downloadable game.
It's worth having on a disc. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of tables on
there. There's a lot. It's not a small game. I don't think you could have it. It would be a huge download.
$45 on PlayAsia. I don't like that.
No, me neither. But for $30, it's so worth it, and you'll thank both me and Shipwreck. You won't thank GP because he's a jerk, but you'll thank Shipwreck and
I haven't played it yet. You can thank me.
Yes, but we both enjoy it. Although I unlocked the wrong table when I unlocked my first table, but that's a whole other.
Right.
Yeah.
Somebody else's problem.
Yeah, I should have unlocked Jive Time instead of Black Knight.
Hmm.
What? You don't want Jive Time unlocked.
But you have to go through that whole Williams challenge to get that unlocked.
Right.
Yeah, and that's a pain in the ass.
Oh, okay. Well, can you unlock it otherwise? I thought you had to go through there no matter what to unlock it.
You can unlock it if you clear all the challenges on a table.
Fascinating.
Right. All right.
Which I've only done on one table. Gorgon!
It's that good, huh? I kind of want it.
The game is awesome.
I don't know if I remember these pinball games, though. I'm not sure.
I put it in going, I'm going to play some pinball for 5 minutes and then go to bed. 4 hours later, I was still playing Gorgon.
Damn, I kind of want this.
You really do. I'm not even making it up. I mean, Funhouse is badass. Arabian Nights is an awesome table.
Hmm. It's growing on me.
I wish it had newer games. I like the Guns N' Roses pinball game.
Well, that's a licensed one. The most recent pinball machine on it, I think it's from 97.
I started really playing when I was in college, and it was like, you know, newer.
Yeah, the tables range from 76 to 97, I believe.
All right. Well, I'd like to check it out. I guess I'll look for it in maybe my local in Akihabara sometime. See if I can pick it up.
It's got Pinbot on it. Damn it!
All right, dude. Pinbot. Anything? That's it for the new releases, right, Ship?
That's it. Let's move on.
All right, let's move on. Game shopping news. A very bad week for Sunday ad video game deals. What's so funny?
That just sounded like something your dog had been shot or something there.
Oh.
It's such a bad week in video games.
Bad week. The only thing that it's really worth mentioning, and it's hardly worth mentioning, is that if you buy any 2010 EA Sports game, you can get Fight Night Round 4 for $20, and NBA Live 10 is on sale. It's $10 off, so for $70, you can get NBA Live 10 and Fight Night Round 4. And that's pretty much it for the Sunday ad deals. But next week is the famous Toys R Us buy two get one free sale. You guys fired up about that?
Not yet. I haven't decided what I'm going to go get yet.
I don't even know what I want to get.
Just get me Pinball Hall of Fame or whatever it's called.
Yeah, that would be a good week. That's a good one if you can find, because with all those new platinum hits, you could pick up Grand Theft Auto 4, Left 4 Dead, and the Pinball Hall of Fame for $60.
Right. Someone should do that and send me Pinball Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I don't think anyone likes you that much. But that's a pretty. That would be like the gaming deal of the year. Those three games for $60, that's a pretty good deal.
Right. Yep. And I guess in other game shopping news, Game Crazy is closing a lot of stores. I feel bad for Scorch. Keg Scorch. He was very into working at Game Crazy. And his dreams are dashed.
Oh, yeah. His was one of the stores.
Yep. Has there been any sales even worth mentioning there? Or I heard that they shipped all the good games back to, like, headquarters or something.
As far as I know, none of the ones around here are closing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because of you, probably. So, you probably keep them in business.
No, I don't really go to Game Crazy all that much.
No.
I mean, they're good for kind of hard-to-find stuff that's just been sitting behind the counter for a while.
Right, they forget to put out.
Well, no, the way their stores are set up, all the new games, they sit behind the counter.
Oh, okay.
And the only thing that you can actually put your hands on are the use cases.
Ah, okay.
So a lot of the new stuff just sits back there, and they'll just stack it so it's spine out instead of the front of the cover out. So most people don't know what's back there or not, so.
Okay.
You can find some good stuff in there, but other than that, I don't know. It doesn't make me go out of my way to go to Game Crazy at any time.
Right. All right. And also, okay, Wombat mentioned the new Platinum Hits, and I posted on the front page of CAG, if you're interested in this kind of thing, you can look to see what the most ordered games were from Amazon through CAG for the last 3 months, which, I don't know, I always find it interesting to look at.
Big push for the PS3 now, huh?
PS3, yeah. They only had, last quarter, they only had two games in the top 50, and this time around they had 11, so that's a pretty big jump.
Yeah, three in the top 10, too.
Yeah, so that's, yeah, I mean, and a lot of these are, a lot of pre-orders, because Amazon has been having a lot of pre-order deals recently where they throw in, like, $10 credit. And, you know, and other bonuses. So that's obviously working because a lot of these games were pre-orders. I was surprised. I mean, I guess I'm not that surprised, but I saw, like, the Beatles Rock Band, the highest it got was number 50, just for, like, the game-only version for Xbox. And, you know, Guitar Hero 5, both PS3 and 360 versions were above it. But it was, you know, they threw in Van Halen and they had $10 credits for... Guitar Hero, so maybe it's not that surprising. But I thought that Beatles was going to be so powerful that wouldn't maybe not even matter as much. But I guess I was wrong. Anything else on there that you thought was surprising or interesting?
I haven't really looked yet. How did Marvel Ultimate Alliance do?
Oh, it's not on there.
Really?
Yeah, it's not in the top 50.
Wow, so no one bought it.
Well, they didn't have any deals on it. So
that's true. And the one good pre-order bonus was at GameStop. So.
Yeah, I mean, typically on these lists, you only see things that were deals or things that people thought were going to sell out everywhere, and they weren't going to be able to find it elsewhere. Although the Demon Souls Deluxe Edition, which was normally about $70, that came in at number 5, and you know the only deal was $3 off.
But that's a pretty sweet like Deluxe Edition. I mean, that was the only way you were going to get the strategy guide. was with the game. You got the strategy guide and art book and a soundtrack CD with it.
No, but they sell that everywhere though, right? That's not an Amazon exclusive, right?
I think it was a pre-order exclusive.
Okay. But you could buy it at GameStop though, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. So usually that stuff, well, I don't know. I was just surprised to see it there, but I'm glad. I mean, people are gonna, like you said, a lot of people are going to be breaking control.
One that I'm surprised to see on there is Last Rebellion. I honestly did not know what that was until I just clicked on it.
Yeah, I had to click on that too. I didn't know what it was either.
Yeah, it doesn't come out until March of next year.
Yeah, I guess it's only $40 on there.
Only so $40, yeah.
Went for it. But I don't know. I always like putting those together. And it's only once every 3 months. So just check it out. It's on the front page of CAG. There's even a chart, although I see that I broke the image on the bottom, so I have to fix that. But anyway, okay, so that's that. Where are we now? Oh, we can do an ad now. Do you want to do an ad?
I would love to do an ad.
So Shipwreck used to do these GoDaddy ads during CAG Foreplay, and since he's not doing CAG Foreplay and we got nothing better to do, we have no other sponsors, I thought that we could do GoDaddy ads. What do you think of that?
I think that's awesome.
So we have a bunch of different coupon codes here, which could be very useful for you. Now, here's a fun game that I used to play, and maybe you guys want to play this too, is that I used to really like registering domain names, especially after you have a few drinks in you, because you find out when you wake up the next day, you've registered a bunch of really silly domain names. So we have a coupon code, CAG domain, and that you can register domains for $6.95, which is cheaper than normal, a couple bucks cheaper than normal. I've registered, when I was playing that game, I registered smellyvagina.com. Never actually developed it though. You might be surprised. I actually thought that there was like some sort of market for a site called smellyvagina.com at the time.
I think there still might be.
Somebody bought it. I let it expire after a while, but let me go to smellyvagina.com right now and see what's there. Cause I remember seeing that somebody did register it. Well, there it is. It's just, it's not much of a site really.
But
it's one of those
site?
Placeholder sites.
Oh. You mean my site?
Like what?
Like my site?
Right.
Which I did get through GoDaddy, I should say. Not that I've ever done anything with the one domain name I bought.
Have you ever revealed what the domain name is?
I think you did. Huh?
I think you did, right?
I think I did. So you have to go back and listen and find it.
Oh, boy.
Ouch!
So I don't know. You may have a domain name you want to register. So go to GoDaddy.com and use coupon code CAGDOMAIN to get those domains for under $7. And also, if you want to do some hosting, they have web hosting on there. So when I first started CAG, people actually ask me this question a lot. Like, you know, do I have to go and buy like a server somewhere? Or like, you know, do I have to spend a lot of money if I want to start a website? And I used a site that was similar to GoDaddy. I don't think GoDaddy was well known when I started CAG, but I was paying, you know, I went for like the cheapest hosting plan. It was like just a few bucks a month. You know, there's no need to lay out a lot of money on something like that if you're going to start a website. Once you start getting a lot of traffic, okay, then you have to figure out what you're going to do, go to your own server. But in the meantime, you know, start small. Don't spend a lot of money on it. You know, keep your costs down. So if you want to do hosting on GoDaddy, you can use coupon codes CAG1 to get 10% off any order, or CAG5 off 30 to get $5 off a $30 order. So a lot of options to save money there. So thanks to GoDaddy for paying us, hopefully. We only get paid if you actually use these things, so.
Yeah, get your piece of the internet, GoDaddy.com.
Dude, that was good, Shipwreck. That was really good.
It's in every one of our episodes. Come on.
Oh, I haven't listened to an episode.
He's
in a
never
long time.
Listened to your show.
No, that's not true. That's not true. I just said I haven't listened to it in a long time.
Well, there hasn't been one in a long time.
Exactly. See? It's not my fault. All right, let's move on to some multi-platforming. Now, I see a lot of games listed here that I've never heard of before, which means that this is Shipwreck put these on here.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Fairy Tail Fights. I got a preview code in for that. That is for the PS3 and the 360. It's kind of a Happy Tree Friends if you're familiar with that style of cute meets bloody mess type.
Yeah, it looks
of,
like crap.
Atmosphere. Fairy tale fights.
Yeah, it looks like crap.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it is. It's a mix of
crap.
Little Big Planet.
It's a mix of crap and dog shit.
Yes, with Little Big Planet and Castle Crashers, and yeah,
it's, but completely devoid of any rough. Charm or enjoyability.
Body. No, it's got the charm. It's just the gameplay is not good. They decided to make a beat 'em up where all the actions, all the fighting actions, the punches, the kicks and stuff are with the right analog stick.
And
it's just not fun.
Like,
and when you jump,
like Nina Williams in Death by Degrees.
Right.
No good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And when you jump, there's no shadow to tell you where you're going to land at. And that led to a lot of deaths. But
all right.
I would not recommend looking forward to Fairy Tale Fights.
Okay. Thanks for the tip.
Pinball Hall of Fame. Well, I'm about to talk about that. Oh, my Retrobit Fire Core.
What is that?
That's actually a Sega Genesis, like one of those newfangled. I don't know. They're not official.
I thought it was licensed
consoles. Well, it's licensed, but it's not by Sega. What do they call these things?
The TV.
It's the plug and play, but it's official. It's not like it's illegal.
Yeah, it's official, but it actually takes Genesis carts. So it's like one of the, it's made by the same people who make that Turbo Duo or whatever, the thing with the two that plays Super Nintendo and Nintendo games.
So it has games built into it, but it also can.
Correct. It's got 20 games built into it.
Oh.
And the selection isn't all that great. Sonic and Knuckles is probably the best game on here.
Let's see. I'm looking at it. Gold. It's got Golden Axe and.
Yeah, it's got some like Alex Game Kid. Ground and. It's a lot of the games that were also on the Sega Genesis, Sonic's Ultimate Genesis Collection.
I see.
So it's a neat little system. They also put out a little handheld one that I messed around with, too, that just had the same 20 games built into it, but you couldn't put carts in it. It was just that was all you got. And they're both $50, which I think is a little bit much.
Okay.
But if you were looking for a new working Genesis... this Retrobit Fire Core does an all right job. It says it plays Fire Core SD as well. I don't know if there's some kind of homebrew Genesis card that takes SD cards. I'm not quite sure what
there's no SD slot in the system.
No, there's no SD slot. It comes with two controllers that are the six button controllers, and it also works with any Genesis controllers that you already have. The controllers it comes with kind of they're not the best.
Right.
But I don't. It's all right if you're looking for a new, like, Genesis one to play your old games or whatever.
What kind of television connection does it have?
It's RCA. It's just a yellow and white cable.
I got it.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. And you bought that?
No, they sent it to me for review.
Damn! Look at you, man. Wombat's drooling over there.
No, that's okay. I honestly don't need that.
Are you sure?
Yeah. And lately, I've actually kind of. It sounds stupid and people aren't going to believe me, but when buying Marvel Ultimate Alliance made me realize how differently you play a game when you buy it and when you don't.
No, that's not stupid at all. Of course.
So, I mean, there's part of me that's kind of glad that I'm not getting the games anymore and that I've stopped.
You look at them in a different way. Whether you even, no matter how hard you try to not let it affect you, it's impossible.
Yeah, I mean, I've stopped emailing and asking. You know, I used to send emails out saying, hey, to talk about on the show, it would be awesome. I haven't sent an email out to a PR firm in at least 2 months.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, no, it's not a drooling thing. It was actually a conscious decision that I made to stop getting games in the mail.
Wow. This is a big revelation.
Yeah, I didn't make a big thing of it. But, yes.
You're all grown up now.
I am all grown up. I figured Shipwreck kind of was doing it without me having to do anything. And, yeah. And it's not like I've been without.
Producing reviews with it.
It's right. What I mean. You've been working, and I honestly don't have the time. As you know, Sheepy doesn't listen to me, but
you've been well aware that I've been at work for 12, 13 hours a day recently, and reviewing a video game is just not going to happen.
Right. We're still waiting for Eddie. We still have never gotten a review from Wombat.
That's not true.
What did we get?
Which was the one that we did together, Shipwreck?
Oh, Shadow Complex. You did half of that.
That's
one.
That's right.
I want to do that with you, Shipwreck. I want to do a half of one with you.
Well, we're going to be doing Marvel Ultimate Alliance together if he ever plays that game. So, because I finished that.
They sent that to me so late. Let's talk about Marvel Ultimate Alliance real quick.
Let's talk about it real quick because I finished it. So,
okay. I played through the first little area that where you switch up your characters.
Okay. Yeah.
And I just can't get back into playing it. Like, I don't want to sit down and play that
game.
Yeah,
let me tell you flat out, the first two levels, the opening, and then you go to, I'll spoil this for you, then you play in Washington, D.C. They suck. It's awful. The beginning of the game is so slow that it does. You have to literally fight through it to get to the parts of the game where it starts to start to get interesting. But even then, the game never reaches its full potential. There's too many missteps.
Well, I can't imagine the gameplay gets any better, though. Like, Mrs. Ship and I were playing this, and we were both pretty much bored the whole time we were playing. And we really liked the first one.
Yeah, I found the gameplay boring in the first one, which is why I never finished it. And it didn't do anything for me, so that's why I didn't pick up the second one.
Yeah, it's so far. I mean, I really want to love it, and you could see the potential there, but that brings me to the next thing on our list and the other game I've been playing this week, because I got it from Gamefly. I've been playing the Wolverine game, the X-Men Origins game.
Right.
I really like that game.
It's a good game.
That game's a lot of fun.
I thought it was one of the best superhero games, until Batman came out and, all bets were off. I had a lot of fun playing that game.
It's just amazing, because, that game was made by Raven, who had made Marvel Ultimate Alliance 1. And you can really see, if they took that Wolverine engine and used that to make a Marvel Ultimate Alliance game, that would probably... Because the graphics in that game are really good. I think Wolverine looks great in that game. I also used the code to unlock the classic costume right away, because, why not?
Right, yeah.
So I'm only playing in the blue and yellow, which they put a lot of detail in that costume. There's more detail in that than there is in the detail in the same costume in Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2.
Yeah, I did. I didn't use the code. I got it legitimately. But yeah, I used that costume too. Yeah, you can see the texture of the costume.
Yeah.
They make it realistic looking. So you can say, that costume could actually exist in the real world.
Yeah, they did an awesome job with that. And I'm like, why? And, the way that they divvy out the powers, I think, works a little better. Where, no, it's sort of RPG, but it's really not at all. And it's just a much better model that they use in that Wolverine game. And there's part of me that thinks if Raven did make Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2, would they have used that? Was there really that skeleton? Was that what they were working with Wolverine to what they would have done? But of course, we'll never know. Which is kind of a shame.
Well, it's different when you're making a game that revolves around one character, and you got to make a game that has 20 characters in it. You can't. I don't think they could use the Wolverine.
Well, I think what worked with Marvel Ultimate Alliance 1 was when you picked a team that you liked, at least for me, I kind of stuck with it. And what you get in the second one is there's no reason, if you want to swap out characters, sure. If you don't want to swap out characters, there's no feeling of any difference with really anybody. If you use Iceman or the Human Torch, it doesn't matter. Jean Grey or Invisible Woman, doesn't matter. Anyone that's big and strong, they're all, there's six of them, they're all the same.
The reason why the Wolverine game is more fun than Marvel Ultimate Alliance series is that, and this holds true in in first-person shooters, any game where you're killing somebody, you need to make the killing fun and satisfying. And the way they do it in Wolverine is they make it so gory and over the top and a lot of different ways.
Oh, he rips people in half. Clean
it
out.
Yeah, it's really nasty, but it makes it somewhat interesting and fun and satisfying. And in Marvel Ultimate Alliance, there's no satisfaction in killing these wave after wave of these people, because you can hardly see what's going on because there's so much stuff going on the screen. And I don't know. Wolverine, I just never got bored of, even though it's really like the same thing over and over again. I never got bored because it was always fun, you know, leaping across the screen and, you know, jump, you know, knocking the guy down, jumping off of that guy into somebody else, ripping that guy apart. I mean, doesn't get bored. I mean, you're only going to play through it once and be done with it, but you know, this is a great rental.
Sure. Which is why I'm glad I have it from GameFly. And I am. I'm really enjoying it. So who knows, but I'll probably finish that. And I think the next game I have coming from GameFly is Spider-Man Web of Shadows. So I'm going from comic book game to comic book. I went from Batman to Marvel to Wolverine to Spider-Man.
Right.
Yeah, I think I have a theme.
Right. Let's see what else we have in multi-platforming. I thought this news was sort of interesting, that Valve is spending $25 million for their ad campaign for Left 4 Dead 2. So my question to you guys is, do you know anybody at Valve? Because I'd like to get some of that money.
The real question is $25 million a lot?
Yeah, that's my question too. It seems like a lot.
It seems like a lot.
But what is that? A lot. Is that what? Is that a week's worth of network broadcast primetime advertising?
Well, they said they're going to use advertise on sports broadcasts, billboards, lifestyle and gaming sites, and print magazines. And so the original Left 4 Dead had a $10 million campaign.
Okay. Well, I saw both the GameStops I went to today had big Left 4 Dead signs in the windows.
Yep. So that's some of that.
Reserve
money.
And get a free bat.
It's an in-game bat.
Right. That just looks like
a bat.
Wooden baseball bat.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the chainsaw is pretty awesome. The bat, I don't know how great the bat is, but. Anyway, so I thought that was interesting. Also, they released the track list for DJ Hero, and it's got 93 mashups. The weird thing is, if you look at the track list, they use, like, I don't understand really what I'm looking at here, because I see they use, like, they have Holla Back Girl versus Gorillaz, and then they have Holla Back Girl versus Last Night a DJ Saved My Life. Oh, I'm sorry, Gorillaz' Feel Good Inc. Feel Good Inc. is the name of the song. So they use the same songs more than once in these mashups, which is...
Yes, I've played the Holla Back Girl versus Rick James' Give It To Me.
All right, there's three songs that use Holla Back Girl out of the 93 songs.
I just like hearing you say, Holla Back Holla, Girl.
Holla, holla.
Holla.
That's weird to me. I didn't
Holla's
know
my favorite kind of bread.
I know, you're very Jewy.
Whatever, that bread's awesome.
I like to play this. I love mashups, so I kind of...
You're going to like this, I think. I mean, I'm still on the fence of whether I'm going to get it even or not. But
right.
The problem is...
Well, I thought they're sending it to you. They said that they're sending it there to you, right?
No, I haven't asked for it. Wombat asked it for you.
Oh, you should ask for it for me, too.
Okay, I will. I wouldn't count on this.
Right. Though. Well, you don't have to. Don't ask. It's okay. No pressure. I don't want to, you know. I can get it.
They could have just remixed Bell Biv DeVoe's Poison at least 18 Poison. More times on this, though.
I mean, I don't, yeah. It's weird to me. It's very weird. Okay, so that's multi-platforming. Let's move on to Sony, and let's talk a little bit about Uncharted 2, because the is it a demo or a beta? I don't know what it is, but whatever you call it, it's now available to everybody, and it's you can play multiplayer, competitive, and some co-op as well. Now, I know Shipwreck played it. Wombat, did you play it?
I did not.
I didn't play the demo. I played the actual game.
Oh, from your
pal,
the
single player.
Griffin Elroy or Griffin?
Yes,
what's his name?
Griffin McElroy from Joystick.com.
Elroy. Sorry, Griffin. I mean, I wasn't that excited about the multiplayer because I figured, you know, Uncharted's really all about the single player and the story and the whole cinematic deal. But I've been having a lot of fun playing the multiplayer, actually. I was surprised. How's the single player, Ship? And which part of the single player did you play?
I just played the very beginning. So I played through this tutorial, which is kind of cool. I think it's been out there, but I don't want to spoil anything, so I'm not sure.
Okay.
But it looks good. It's fun. I mean, it's voiced well again, and it feels like more Uncharted with another gloss paint on it. I mean,
yeah, which is fine.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
I pre-ordered it from Amazon Japan. It was significantly cheaper than other games. Somehow, like, those Western PS3 games, you know, developed in the West, are always cheaper here than they are than the Japanese games. Or you know, it was like 4,800 yen, which is, well, exchange rate is so shitty right now because the dollar is so weak. It doesn't really mean anything. But a normal game would be like 6,500 yen. So it's, you know, roughly.
Well, I guess I can talk about that tutorial because there's been reviews up and everything for it already.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, like, you start off and you are in a train that's hanging over a cliff, and he wakes up and you have to find your way out of the train, climb up the train, and get to safety. And it takes, I don't know, it probably takes a good 5 or 7 minutes to make your way up and out of the train.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a whole bunch of little, like, tense, like, action-y moments in there and everything. So it's good. It teaches you how to move around the environment in an interesting way.
Yeah, I mean, the great thing about Uncharted is you know, they make the main character, like, really likable, and they work the cinematics in really well. And, you know, so you actually give a shit about the story, and you give a shit about the character. And, of course, obviously the graphics are awesome, and the gameplay is great, too. So the total package is really great with Uncharted. And now they have this multiplayer thing, which, you know, the first game I played through it once and I had a great time, but that was it. It went right back on the shelf. At least you'll get some extra mileage out of this until Modern Warfare 2 comes out. And then I imagine people will probably stop playing this multiplayer, but maybe not, because it was better than I thought. Wombat, you should give it a shot.
Yeah, no, I'll play Uncharted 1 one of these days too. So.
Oh, you gotta! What? Dude, what the hell is wrong with
you? I don't have it. I've never.
Why wouldn't you
get
that from GameFly? That should have been the first thing you got.
Do you know it's been the top thing on my GameFly list since you gave me the?
Oh, you're kidding!
No, it just never shows up. It's on there. If you looked at my queue right now, it would be number one. It's never available. I've never gotten it. I got Scribblenauts before I got Uncharted.
Huh.
So I don't know what to tell you. Maybe I'll get it at the buy two get one.
Right. Right. Yeah, that and Pinball Hall of Fame for me.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect. I was gonna say that Pinball Hall of Fame and something else for $30, that's a pretty good something deal somewhere in there.
Right. Right. All right, so I guess that's Uncharted, and that's coming out soon, right? In like the twelfth?
Next week.
12th?
Or no,
13th?
Not next week. Is it? Yeah, it's next week. Yeah, you're long next week. Next week's a big week.
Yeah. Yeah, it's coming. It actually comes out the same week in Japan as it does in America. Although, it's funny because, like, I posted on Twitter about, you know, that I pre-ordered Uncharted 2 and Amazon Japan, and I put a link up so people could see what the box art looks like. Have you seen the Japanese box art?
Is it Godzilla?
No.
It's Godzilla. It's Godzilla. It's Godzilla and the baseball player too.
Nice.
Godzilla.
And they're holding like diamonds, so you know it's Uncharted.
Yeah, it's funny because everybody wrote back and they said either, wow, that box art is awful, or wow, that box art is awesome. Because it's just like a drawing. It's like a, I don't even know what you'd call it, what type of artwork that is, but it doesn't look like the game. It's like a drawing. And it's just like the characters on the front, you know, on the front of the box. It looks like a comic or something.
I think just inherently box art from different regions is more appealing just because it's
different
than what you're usually seeing in the stores.
Yeah.
So.
It was sort of like an equal mix of people saying, wow, that's awesome, or wow, that's that. Somebody wrote that it looked like a knockoff from China, which it kind of does, actually. All right. What else we got with Sony?
I've been playing a little bit of the Persona remake on PSP. I got sent the code for the digital version of that.
All right.
And I'm about 45 minutes into that, and I've walked around a lot. I've talked to a lot of people. I've made it out of the school.
Do you fight people in that, or what?
I have. Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Is that the one where you shoot yourself in the head, or is that a different one?
That's Persona 3.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Persona 1, I'm not sure how you get the Personas out, but it's not by shooting yourself in the head, I don't believe.
And then I don't care.
Unless they've added that back in. They might have retconned
that. That's what they should do.
You have to jump in front of a train, I think.
First you talk to Spock's mother, and then you shoot yourself in the head, and that's how you retcon everything.
I don't even know what retcon means. I have no idea what you're talking about.
That's when you change the something in the present that alters the past, so you kind of can start your storyline over again.
Okay.
Like, you know, Spider-Man was married, and then he makes a deal with the devil in the present, so he was never married, so then it changes the past, and then you could start...
That was an actual comic storyline.
That is an actual comic storyline that happened less than a year ago.
The devil was in a Spider-Man comic?
Well, Mephisto's been in Marvel Comics for like 40 years, so that's nothing
new.
And
he's the devil?
He's the devil, sort of. They don't actually come out and say it, but yes, he's the devil. So Spider-Man...
He's the guy you're fighting in Marvel Ultimate Alliance in hell.
Yeah, you fight him. You have to choose between Nightcrawler or Jean Grey and whatever in the first one. He probably never got that far.
Right.
But anyway, that's what a retcon is.
Okay.
They usually suck. Unless it's, you know, Star Trek the movie did a pretty good job.
Right. What do?
They kill off Kirk's father in the first 5 minutes.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. All right, what else we got with Sony ship?
I got Ninja Gaiden Sigma 2.
Okay.
And I guess I can just talk about some of the differences between that and the Xbox version.
Right, I have the Xbox version somewhere.
Yeah, the Xbox version had blood, if I remember correctly.
Oh, it was very gory. That was a big selling point.
Yeah, there's no blood. Huh? Very, very little blood.
Is it rated M?
Let me check. I believe it is rated M in our region, but I think they got by with in different regions. Since it didn't have blood, they got lesser ratings.
Right.
And so that's why this all happened in the first place. But yeah, now just a bunch of like purple stuff spits out.
Purple?
It is rated M.
Kind of weird. Yeah, it's rated M. But other than that, they've added some new bosses. I'm past the seaman like train boss.
Ah,
if you remember him.
No.
Okay. It was about four levels in, I think.
I don't know. It was so long ago, and I don't really remember how far I got. I think I got stuck somewhere, and then I just said, "Screw it."
They've added a giant Buddha statue boss to the first level or second level. Oh. Some of those. But I went through Tokyo. Now I'm in New York, and then I don't remember where it goes from there.
Right.
Probably Ohio. I don't know.
That's where it's going.
That's the next logical
step. There are a lot of ninjas in Ohio.
But I haven't gotten to any of the new boobs they put in there. I haven't seen any of those yet.
Right. What's the story with that? Because I remember that's the commercial with the boobs shaking.
Well, they've actually added new levels that I think just fit into the storyline at some point where you play as Ayan, or how do you pronounce her name, the purple-headed girl from Dead or Alive.
Right. I don't know either.
You play as her, and you play as Rachel, and you play as this other Momiji? This other girl.
Right.
And they had their own levels. And then there's also two-player co-op levels where I think you can play online with these different characters.
Ah, okay. Oh.
So I mean, it definitely has more content, and they've mixed up some of the weird things they've done. Is if you remember in the previous version of it, you collected essence from all the enemies, and then you spent that to buy upgrades for your swords and everything.
Right.
This you still collect the essence, but you only spend that to buy like health items. The only way you upgrade the swords is going to specific statue shops that allow you to upgrade one item, like at each of those statues. So it doesn't take any essence or anything. It's just like, okay, you found this statue, you get to add a point to one of your swords.
I see.
So it kind of has changed the dynamic there. So now I'm running around with all this money because I'm all the way full on health items. And I don't know. You just build up all this money that you don't know what to do with now.
Right. All right. Well, So now you can have unlimited, you basically have unlimited health because you have so much money.
Yeah. I mean, it's still difficult, but, I don't know. It's no Demon's Souls. And I am playing through this one on, Acolyte or whatever, because I'm just trying to get through and see what the actual content differences are.
Right.
But yeah, it's still good. It's just I don't understand
why
in the
that.
U.S. version they didn't include all the blood and gore. Like, it's not even as like brutal. Like, when you're taking people's heads off and stuff, it just doesn't look as violent.
Right.
I don't know.
All right. Well, there it is. Ninja Gaiden Sigma 2. What else we got here? Oh, this I thought was interesting. So I guess the PSP Go is not off to a great start in the UK because retailers there have already started dropping the price below the MSRP.
More like PSP Stop, right?
Or not Go.
PSP No.
No, right. That would be good, too.
PSP No.
Yeah, they dropped it like £25 already. That's the currency they use there. In that country.
I've seen some in stores.
I have too.
They haven't been my Target.
What I haven't seen in stores is any type of signage letting you know that they have them in their store. I was in both a Best Buy and a Target, and the Best Buy had it in the case with the PSPs, but if you didn't know to go and look for it, you wouldn't know that they had a brand new console in. And the Target, they didn't even have any. They actually were out. I don't know how many they had, but the only way I knew that they actually had some was they had the, you know, the little price plaque. Still there.
Yeah. My Target actually didn't get him in till later. So that might have been a case with your Target as well.
Maybe.
But did you notice at your Target, they have the cards now for the individual games? So you can buy like the Gran Turismo on just like a gift card.
Yeah, they had that at the Best Buy.
Yeah. What they did at my Target was they clearanced out. I'm sure this is at a lot of Targets too. They clearanced out a lot of the actual PSP UMD games to make room for these cards that they're hanging on the racks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So there's stuff like God of War is like $13 clearance now, and like a whole bunch of the like big sellers for PSP, mainly like greatest hits type stuff. But they've taken all that stuff and put it on clearance to make room for these cards. And like right below the Gran Turismo $40 gift card is Gran Turismo, the actual game, for $40.
Right. Like, that's, yeah, it's, what a mess, dude. I don't know. Yeah, so it's not.
You said 17 people pre-ordered on CAG?
Yeah, I went through. I actually went back. Cause I remember looking through just to see, like, how the PSP pre-orders were going. So I just went back, I think yesterday or the day before, just to check to make sure I didn't miss any. Yeah, there were 17 total orders of the PSP Go since, you know, between when it was announced and you know, today. And, you know, DSi, it was like, you know, I don't know, 1,000. So 17 versus 1,000. It's pretty good. Pretty close.
Yeah.
NPDs are next week, right?
Yeah, but I don't. They're not going to break out the Go's, I bet.
Yeah, but that'll be it also. You could compare it from last month. I mean, how many PSPs have sold in general is still an interesting number.
Yeah, if somebody could find out the actual Go number, that would be interesting. You know, I want Sony to succeed in everything, but maybe not this. Maybe this one I actually do want to see them fail. I mean, for one, I have, you know... Well, I mean, if they're selling the cards, then I guess I don't really have much, you know, if all the stores start selling those cards, then, you know, I can still make money.
You know, that's they had 10 or 15 games there on the cards.
Right. So I don't know. This whole thing just seems like it wasn't thought out very well, and they just said, oh my God, we need to do something with the PSP, but we don't want to release a new, totally new device. Let's see if we can sucker some more money out of people. I don't know.
I mean, one good thing to come out of it is all those downloadable games on PSN now. Like, if you want to buy the downloadable version on your current PSP,
you can.
You now have a big selection to get them.
Right, and that's cool.
Yeah, and some of them are on sale. Like, all the NIS ones were half off or whatever, so you could pick up, like, Prinny or, like, the first Disgaea for, like, 10 or 15 bucks each.
Right. So, all right. So, there's an upside. Somehow. Somewhere. Let's see what else we got. What is this iPad thing? I don't even know what this is.
The iPad, it's kind of like a little monkey. And when you
it's the Sony camera monkey.
Yeah, it's the Sony camera monkey. Thank you. That's what I call it. I'm glad I'm not the only one. And basically, you do stuff, and the monkey does stuff after you do stuff. That's basically right. It. It does cool things, like if you draw a picture of an airplane, the monkey will take your picture and turn it into a real airplane and fly around.
Okay.
It's kind of cute, and it looks like it actually could be, you know, as far as, you know, camera games go, better than the norm. But, you know, the big thing was that this was coming out this holiday season, and now it's not. So.
And better than the norm isn't really saying
No, it's not saying much for camera games. But who knows? Maybe there would have actually finally been a good camera game, but now we have to wait.
Right.
I can't. I mean, we both have. Do all three of us have the PS3i?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. That thing doesn't work.
It works
half
the time.
What are you using it for?
For that card game.
Yeah, I Have Judgment.
What's that card game called? I Have Judgment, yes. That thing works maybe 50% of
the time.
Which
was a shame, because that game was actually fun.
Right. And so if I can get that to work, I don't know. This just looks a little bit too high concept. And
yeah.
I just have a feeling I'm going to get this home and it's not going to work.
That would be my fear with this as well.
Right. But I guess you don't have to worry about that for a long time.
Exactly. Well, you know, at least until 2010.
All right. Let's move on to Microsoft.
Actually, just one last quick thing. Did anyone else notice that Uno is in the PlayStation Store now?
For $10, I did notice.
Yeah. When did Uno get released?
Different version, though.
When did Uno get released?
Last week.
Yeah. That just flew right by. Isn't it the best-selling?
It's the Game Loft version, though.
Is it the same game?
No. It has different modes.
No.
Yeah? Is it very different? I mean, I just figured Uno on PlayStation would be a big deal, but I guess not.
I don't know. Are a lot of people going to buy Uno for $10? That's the question.
Yeah, well, that's stupid in itself, as is most of Game Loft's decisions. So.
All right. All right. So Microsoft time.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. We talked about Forza Motor. I talked about Forza Motorsport 3 last week. But now I know Shipwreck got a chance to. You got a chance to play the actual retail version, right?
Yeah, yeah. And that's, I mean, I can't really say that much different about it. It's really slick how it's all set up to where you don't have to go into your garage to change your cars out or anything. It's just like, I want to do this track or this race or whatever. And it'll say, okay, you can't do that in your current car, but you have this car that can race that race. And then you're like, okay, well, put me in that car. And then you're off and you're doing the race. And, it just looks like they did a lot of good decisions. The rewind thing is cool, like you said last time. I was actually surprised at how far back you could rewind.
Oh, yeah.
There didn't seem to be a limit to
no,
it.
No, you can go pretty much pretty far.
Now, I'm not sure if that affects your rankings or whatever, like your XP that you get at the end of the race, or like if you get more XP if you don't do that.
I would imagine that that's how they would do it. I mean, you would think so, right?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, but I couldn't really tell in the brief time that we played it.
Right.
But it does give you a lot of achievements very early on. I know that it was popping those out like crazy.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, it just looks like another very solid racing game, and the decal stuff and everything's cool too. That's really easy to at least attempt to make your car look individual and everything.
Is this now, they said, and I think this is the first game to do this, and maybe I'm misunderstanding this feature, but are you going to actually be able to, like if I can make a decal, let's say I actually had some artistic ability, which I don't, and I designed this car that's awesome. Can I actually sell this for real money on the store? They made it sound like that. That's what you can do.
Isn't that what they talked about at E3 in 2007?
2005,
I'm sorry. Okay.
Yes. That's the whole surfer girl thing or whatever. Skater girl, or I don't even remember what her name is. But that was my understanding, that you can do that with this game. I guess you can't see that in the version you played, right? I mean, nothing's up.
Well, yeah, we did. I mean, it was probably in there, but we didn't look for that, so I can't tell you. I mean, I know how it comes with two discs, and you when you load it up, it asks you if you want to install the second disc's contents onto your hard drive before you start.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So that was kind of neat. We didn't try that, though, because we didn't feel like sitting through watching that install.
Okay.
Oh, which, by the way, on Ninja Gaiden Sigma 2, there is a mandatory install. and it takes about, I don't know, about 15 minutes, and it gives you a whole, whole like comic book style prologue while it's doing that. So it does give you something to watch.
I see. Okay, well, meanwhile, here's the story about the store in Forza. You can sell your stuff, but you don't get real money. You get credits that you can use to buy other cars or other people's stuff. And then you can
That's basically like it was in the last game, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I don't know why that's different. They made it sound like it was different. I think they're just pushing that feature more now. They'd say, oh, you can be famous if somehow. But I don't know. They still haven't done what they said they're going to do in 2005. But, oh well. Okay, so that's that. You got the game with the girl with the big tits on the cover?
I played a little bit of it.
Right.
I didn't get it. Magna Carta 2
yes.
is the one you're talking about.
Yeah, in Japan, I don't know if the box art is the same, but there's a girl with, you know, ginormous breasts on the cover.
It could be the same. I mean,
there's no doubt. I mean,
yeah. Well, there's a lot of characters on the cover, I think.
Right. Yeah, but the one girl with the big, I'm going to look right now, but the one girl with the big.
I was going to say, I'm looking this up as we speak.
Right. I'm going to see if it's the same because I'll know in a second. Nope, it's different. It's totally different. It's like the same style, but the Japanese one, it's like, bam.
I want to say there was like an art book or something that I was looking through too. So
right.
That might have been where I saw a lot of that stuff.
I see.
But yeah, I didn't play much of the first game that was on PS2. And this one is, it's almost like an MMO, but not an MMO.
Right.
So I know one of the first tasks we were given was to go get like 3 seashells and fight some crabs. I don't know. It seemed a little dated. I'm sure there's going to be people that get really into it and everything, but for the mainstream, I don't think it's going to be a big seller.
Right. Yeah. It seems very Japanese.
Those are gigantic hooters.
I just sent you the link on Skype chat.
Yes, you did.
The difference, and if you look at the English one,
I am looking. Yeah, it's night and day.
It's just like it's like the X Blades cover in Japan. You know, it's dental floss going into a woman's ass, basically.
They might as well just have big naked boobs on the cover.
It's all tit. It's I'd say, yeah. I mean. You can't miss it. That's what I was saying. You know, when I was asking,
it's harder to distinguish the name of the game.
Yes,
right. You can't even read the name of the game, but you can see those two giant cans. I mean, I noticed it. Like when I went into a game store, I was like, "Oh my god, what the hell is this? A porno?"
It's like she's shoplifting grapefruits out of the grocery store.
Right, and very, very poorly. I might.
Yes, thanks for the memories, Chibi.
She's definitely going to get caught. All right, enough about giant cans too. What else you got in Microsoft?
I played Ion Assault, which was an Xbox Live Arcade game that a dual stick shooter.
Right.
That it's kind of mediocre.
Did you buy I Made a Game with Zombies in It yet?
I didn't. I forgot.
Oh my god, you suck!
I know. I forgot.
You really?
I actually read an article about it, and I was like, oh, I got to go buy that. But I've really just been watching Sons of Anarchy.
That's Did you watch the new Superman Batman movie yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
But I will watch it soon.
I need to know how it is before I decide if I'm getting it.
Just rent it. Why would you buy? I don't understand why anybody would buy like a blue. I mean, even any DVD. I understand if you're going to buy like a television series. You're really into the like a comedy series that you might watch. Like I bought the Mr. Show thing, like the few seasons of that, because I'll watch those more than once. But I'm never going to. How many times are you going to watch Superman Batman cartoon movie?
Probably not often, although I have watched The Final Frontier a few times.
Really?
The New Frontier, whatever it is, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, you know. Okay, that's just me. So I would just rent that Wombat, but I'll let you know how it is.
Please
I'll
do.
Get it. Also in Microsoft News, they're releasing a new wireless adapter. It uses the N standard, which means that it's more powerful, I guess.
It's got two dongles instead of one dongle.
Two antennas. Those are antennas, dude, not dongles.
They're dongles.
Antennae, and it's going to be $100.
So,
you know.
Awesome.
I don't know. Do you think anybody that was just like, they didn't buy the other You think the reason why the people didn't buy the first wireless adapter was because it wasn't N or because it was $100? I mean,
oh no, people buy that wireless adapter.
Well, yeah, they have to.
I know.
Well, they don't have to buy that one.
My work buy it all the time.
I have one. I'm ashamed to admit.
No. Well, yeah. I mean, most people don't have a setup where, like, you know, with LAN jacks and all their rooms, like I do.
But most people don't realize you can buy stuff for much cheaper than this that does this.
Right.
Like, you don't need to buy this 360 one.
Right. You can buy the some other ones, right?
Yeah. I mean, I have one. Well, it's also $100, but it's my Airport Express that does takes all my iTunes stuff and shoves it up in my bedroom as well.
Oh.
And it that's how I hook my 360 up in my bedroom. But there's tons of devices to do this for cheaper.
Right. Right. Well, I don't know.
Or at least have Apple on them.
All right, Nintendo, I know Shipwreck received his copy of Dead Space Extraction, and I remember watching you play it at E3 as well. Well, I watched you watch a cutscene and then play it a little bit, I think, maybe.
That's the only issue with Dead Space Extraction is that since they're trying to get the atmosphere locked in, which they do a very good job of, it's that the dialogue sections and the cinematics, they can kind of drag on for a light gun game.
Yeah.
Like, you'll want to play through it once, and once is really good, but then it doesn't have the same replay value that a lot of light game games have. But as far as I think this is one of the best light gun games that has been released. Pretty much, it's the second best one on the Wii, because House of the Dead Overkill, you can't beat that.
You know what's really weird? While you were talking, I don't know if this happened to GB, but I got this whole big, and I'm not making this up, like a whole big thing of Dead Space while you were talking about Dead Space, and I didn't hear a word you were saying.
I heard every word.
Oh, okay, good. Then it was just me. Go ahead, move along. I just thought that was kind of funny.
Is this an on-rails shooter?
Yes.
Yeah, it's on-rails.
Okay, so you have no control over what's going
on. No, all you do with the left analog stick is select which weapon you want to use.
So it's a real old-school light gun game.
Yeah, but it does things, of course, it does things interesting because you have to shoot off the limbs and you have all the different weapons. And because it does the whole telekinetic thing, you're shooting out your telekinesis to grab items and bring them back. And you're upgrading your weapons and you're upgrading your suit. And you can also swing a little pickaxe type thing for melee attacks. So it has everything that made Dead Space Dead Space, but in the best possible way of bringing Dead Space to the Wii.
Which reminds me, I need to finish Dead Space.
Yeah, I need to do that one day too.
Right, because this actually starts off in the exact place that the previous Dead Space ended, but it takes place prior to the first Dead Space.
Gotcha. I don't know what that means, but I'll take your word for it.
And I know that I won't be buying the Wii version. I don't know. I still have no desire to turn my Wii on.
Well, speaking of, my Wii is actually right now unplugged because I'm afraid of that update that's bricking Wiis.
Mm-hmm.
So I just said, screw it, I'll unplug it. I had enough of the blue light.
Yeah, that's why I unplugged mine.
Yeah, and you know, and it also saddens me that Epic Mickey won't be out on any other console.
Yeah, that was a big... I don't know, some people people were asking about that on Twitter, like... I don't care about any Mickey video game.
Well, it's made by Warren Spector, which is kind of a big deal.
Right.
And they're putting effort into making a game. You gotta remember, in the Genesis days, there were some great Mickey Mouse games.
Well, they were all made by Capcom.
They were, but they were great games.
Well, I know, that's why they were great games. They were all made by Capcom.
And now you're having one made by Warren Spector, so it may also be a great game.
Right.
What's the last thing he's done?
Well, you know, he made Deus Ex 2? 2? Was that the last? Did he make anything after that?
That's been a while now. That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, I mean, that was PlayStation 2, Xbox, right? Did that come out on the Xbox also, or just the PS2?
The second Deus Ex came out for Xbox. The first Deus Ex was only PS2.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Well, and PC, obviously. Yes. But
I enjoyed both of those games very much. So, I don't know. I mean, there's part of me that thinks maybe Epic Mickey will be a good game. I mean, I like the idea, the plot line of, you know, other Disney characters that never quite hit it big take revenge on Mickey Mouse.
Right. Thief Deadly Shadows, by the way, was the last game that he had anything to do with. Yeah. 2004.
Right.
I looked it up.
That's a while.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, look, I enjoy those Wing Commander. I'm looking at his resume right here to see which games I played. I think I loved Wing Commander. I thought those games were incredible. Thief, I never, I tried playing Thief, but it got a little frustrating. But, I'll give it I'll see if it looks good, I'll get it. But
it looks pretty freaky, I'll give it that.
Right, I'm looking at this picture.
The beat up old country bears, mechanical, look is pretty strange. And you have, the submarines that look like the Seven Dwarfs or whatever.
Oh, I haven't even seen those pictures.
There's some weird looking stuff in there.
Right. I'll check it out. Well, all right. Let's see. Did you want to talk about this other game, Ship?
Oh, Levitine Tactics.
It's a great name. It's so memorable.
It's very
so tell me about Ovaltine Tactics.
Right.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe you actually called it that. That's what they call it around their office, apparently.
That's funny.
That's how he taught me how to pronounce it.
Oh, I see. The
I'm the Axis PR guy. It's a strategy RPG that plays a lot like other tactics games, except when you actually go into battles, it goes into kind of a turn-based affair where it actually goes to different battle screens, and you have a commander, and you can form little formations of these little underlings and attack each other. I'm not that far into it, but yeah, I've been playing it.
Yeah, Ovaltine.
I like Ovaltine. When I was in college, sure. And I was...
It would have been a better name. I told him that, actually. I was like, you should have just gone with it, got it licensed, Ovaltine Tactics.
I used to drink Ovaltine all the time in college. Ovaltine with grape nuts in it, in a big, big cup, and that would be my lunch and breakfast 5-7 days a week.
All right, let's move on to iPhone. I have a game I want to recommend to everybody. And by the way, my dad didn't buy an iPhone, but he bought an iPod Touch, so even he can buy this game, and he can actually play it too. The game is called Cannibalt. And I think it's actually $3, which is expensive for a game. Very simple concept. You basically touch the screen to jump, and you're a guy who's basically just running from left to right on the screen, trying to escape from something. And you're running on buildings and jumping through windows and jumping over robots that drop down from the sky. There's obviously some sort of robot invasion, and you're trying to escape. And you just get a score based on how far you go, how far you make it. It's pretty cool, and it has this cool, it's all in done in grayscale and pixel art. Very cool and smooth game. I got it, even though it's $3, $3 is not a lot of money, but somehow on the iPhone that becomes a premium product. But you should definitely give it a shot, and you may see some of your friends on Twitter, because it has Twitter integration. You may see how far they run if they have it set up to do that. I think my high isn't very good. It's about 3,200 meters, which it's not that great, but definitely Cannibalt on the iPhone. Check it out. And I think now it is time for Wombat's News and Stuff.
Say, do we want to go into this, or do we want to just go straight into the keg bag because we're running late?
Oh, you're trying to get out of your corner?
Maybe a little bit. It's kind of warm down here. No, I could talk about my stuff.
Wait, hold on. My high score is 3,796 meters.
Excellent. I think because we had talked about this earlier today, Cheapy and I, we're talking about Capcom and really what they've been doing lately and how we feel about it. So it's not so much about reading news as it is talking about our emotions in a circle. And how how we're both really mad at Capcom for... Instead of making new games, they're re-releasing games they released a year ago, but with content that maybe we should have had from the beginning. I don't know. It all just seems kind of shady. And really what I'm saying, the question of the day is, has Capcom gone too far, and are they now the worst of all the developers?
Well, this is crazy because I'm on the other side of the fence on this. I like this stuff.
You like the fact? I mean, look, I'm not emotional. I'm not mad because I've decided that that's not a good way to go through life. But to look, I mean, people, they announced this new Super Street Fighter 4, whatever they're calling it, I don't know, with all these new characters and new features and stuff. And, you know, the last Street Fighter 4 came out, what, February last year?
Yeah.
Or this year, excuse me. February this year. And now there's this game coming out, and it sounds like it's coming out fairly soon, right? I mean, is it coming out early next year? Do we even know? I don't know. Maybe we don't know. But it's coming out with a bunch of... It's basically the same game with new characters and improved online modes, which was always a problem with the original one. And they're going to be charging... They said it's not going to be full price, which to me means it's probably going to be $50. You know.
So I'm thinking 40.
You're thinking 40? I don't know. It just seems like a smack in the face to all the people who bought Street Fighter 4 when it came out, because you're basically saying now that that game is obsolete. Because anybody who's serious about playing Street Fighter 4, which is probably most of the people who bought it, I mean, if you bought the game at full price, you know, when it came out, you want to take it online, you want to challenge other people, and you're going to want to play people who, you know what they're doing. And all those people are going to move on to Super Street Fighter 4, and those games are not going to be compatible with each other. I don't know. It seems pretty weak to me.
Yeah, I think weak is a good word. And I think, you know, it stems back to, you know, they had, you know, three major releases, I guess, in 2009. And two of them sold really well, and one of them tanked harder than probably any other major release this year. And the two that sold really well, they're re-releasing and basically saying to anyone who supported those games that helped make that company profitable this year, you know, maybe you should have waited. And
what was the other one besides Street Fighter?
Resident Evil 5.
Oh, okay, right.
Although they're saying...
And the other one that failed is Bionic Commando.
Bionic Commando, which sold 27,000 copies. Resident Evil 5, although, is probably going to be DLC, which I guess isn't bad at all. Hopefully, right. It is just the new stuff as DLC, because in other regions they're releasing it as a new game. And for the PlayStation 3, I think they may be releasing it as a new edition, but that hasn't been completely confirmed yet. It just seems kind of, I don't know, it does. It feels kind of sour. It leaves a bad taste. Yeah.
And I think, like, Street Fighter fans, I don't know, I didn't get the impression, I mean, I don't visit, like, the heavy-duty Street Fighter sites, but just from, like, on Twitter and stuff, I didn't see a lot of people that seemed upset. Like, they didn't...
They're used to it. I mean, this is how Street Fighter works. You just keep on iterating on it and putting out new games. Now, like, we've never been in the downloadable era before where you could just update these things, but First of all, I didn't buy Street Fighter 4.
Right.
So it makes me look like a smart guy.
Right.
Because I'm waiting out for this one.
I bought the stick even.
Well, yeah. But you can still use the stick.
I'll use the stick. I'm using it right now.
I didn't want to know.
Hold on. I gotta.
They have precedence with this before, though. I mean, they did the same thing with Lost Planet.
Oh,
where they put out a new version of it with new content, new online stuff. And then made it so your previous save file didn't work with the new game.
Well, that's what I mean. Is this a good practice, though? Is this something that we should be supporting?
As long as the games are good, I have no issue with it, really.
Well, that's just, are the games good? I guess.
I think they are.
Street Fighter 4 was good.
Resident Evil 5 is a bit of a letdown. Resident Evil 5.
To me, it was a letdown because it deleted my save file. It corrupted my save file. Mine and a lot of other people's save files. So I won't even play the game now because I'm afraid it's going to happen again and I'm going to hurt somebody.
So what are we going with, a 50-50? Street Fighter 4 lived up to its potential. Lost Planet.
It didn't. You know what, though? They screwed up on the online stuff. The online stuff, they didn't think about it enough. And now it looks like they're thinking about it with this new game. They're going to make it less shitty, the online part, where you don't have to, you know... try 10 times to get into a game. You don't spend more time trying to get into a game than you do playing the game. I guess maybe they didn't want to make the online so great in their first Street Fighter 4 game. They want to save it for the Super Street Fighter 4 game. Maybe that was part of the plan all along.
Knowing what we know about Capcom, does it make sense to buy any new Capcom game at launch? Do you buy Lost Planet 2? Do you buy whatever the game is with the jetpacks?
Dark Void.
Why buy Dark Void at launch when you know that in a year from release they're gonna release Dark Void the super game, which has 3 extra levels and 4 new jetpacks
for $30.
Well, what about why buy Fallout 3?
I don't know why buy Fallout. Well, if Fallout 3, though, you knew that that was going to happen, I think. I don't think that was a surprise. And at least that game is $60 with all the DLC.
Yeah. I mean, everybody does it now. It just seems to be a part of it.
I mean, you get a popular product, and you can double dip on it.
You milk the shit out of it.
Yeah.
I guess that's the way
it's not.
Goes.
It's nothing new.
No, I guess
it's
not.
Just, that's just a little depressing when I think. What Wombat's saying is, look, we support these companies with their games right when they come out. You pay full price a lot of the time. And then it's hard to not feel betrayed in a sense when you're not rewarded for this at all, except by getting the game when it comes out. You know, and maybe they could throw you a bone. Maybe they do like some pre-order thing where you automatically get the extra content. I mean, they'll never do that, but you'd like to think that somewhere there's a company that would do something like that. But
yeah, at the same time, I mean, it's safe to say that neither one of these is going to sell as good as the original version.
Didn't Fallout, didn't they do that? Didn't they give you something for free if you had all 5 DLCs? Or
you got a theme.
A theme, yeah. Which I guess isn't much of a bone, but it's something.
No, it's not. It's something.
It's something.
All right, shall we go into the CAG bag? Or I don't know if what we have here that's anything too interesting, actually. CAG bag was a little weak.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you see anything in this CAG bag that you guys like?
Dr. Monkey asks, hey, Cheapy and Wombat, have you ever enjoyed the pleasures of gaming completely naked?
That was one of the good questions?
Yeah, that's all that jumps out at me. We don't even have to answer it. We're not even going to answer it. That's how crappy the questions are. We're not even answering it.
I mean, no. Come on. Who would do that? I'm in my underwear all the time, but I would never be naked. I mean, my couch is like leatherish couch. It would be very uncomfortable.
Leatherette?
I don't know if it's real leather or not. I have no idea. Maybe it is, but I wouldn't want my ass sticking to the seat like that. It would be, and it's white also. Definitely don't want to sit on that with no pants. This question, here's a question from Frisky Tanuki, but we answered it already, I guess. He said, since Demon's Souls is almost out and the reviews are coming in, I was wondering if you guys think that the difficulty of the game will skew the review score.
We talked about that at the beginning of the show, so you can rewind.
I know, but the answer was no. The answer is no. I mean, it's got great review scores.
Yeah, I think it should affect review scores.
I think it's skewing the review score favorably, because I think a lot of people aren't reviewing it simply because they can't play it.
But not being able to play it should be enough to give it a score. I couldn't finish it. It was too hard. The game gets a 5 out of 10. I didn't like it. Here's why. Here's the technical reason why.
I think that's
why.
Legitimate.
Because every time that's I got legitimate. Up to this section, I couldn't get past it, and it was not designed for the average video game player. This game gets a 5 out of 10. That's reasonable. You're explaining
why. And also,
why
Shipwreck, do you think that a lot of outlets are really going to not review it because they can't finish it? I mean, Destructoid wouldn't do it, which is certainly admirable. But
what I did, I just wrote them back and said, hey, I can't play this. And they were like, oh, I understand.
I'm sure you're not the only one.
No, obviously he isn't. I might have been the only one to write back and tell them that, but
right. I'm very curious now. All these reviews, these 90s and 100s, like, did these people really finish it? I mean, did GamerLimit.com really finish the game? If Shipwreck can't finish it and Dale North can't finish it, I mean, these guys must be the look. This guy looks like he's 50 years old. There's no way he played this.
I mean, there you can finish the game. It's just a matter of. It's a matter of timing too, which I think that was part of Dale's review, was part of his write-up, was that, hey, he thinks he's going to get through this game eventually, but in the time constraints to get a review out, right. There's no way to get through this.
Right. But I mean, he could put the review up anytime. He didn't, you know, he didn't need to put it up that day. I don't know. Anyway, I think that's enough about Demon Souls. It's fucking hard. That's all you need to know. If you don't want to, if you don't want to play a game that's ridiculously difficult, then you probably shouldn't play that game.
You should get Williams Pinball Hall of Fame instead.
Right.
Which actually is also pretty hard, but in a different way.
Right. Right. All right. Well, I don't know anything else here. I think that's it. Somebody. I mean, here's a question that relates to this, and then we'll stop. Riley420 wants to know if there was ever a moment in a game, recent or otherwise, that made you put the game away and never pick it up again. And he said he was playing Ghostbusters, and he was right at the end. I know exactly what he's talking about. There's this part in the game where you buy a cemetery at the end, and you have to pull down these ghosts and smash them into the
cherubs.
Yeah.
The cherub angels.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh,
and you have to
throw
them into the gate. And he says... that ended the game, and he tried 20 times to get past it, couldn't get through it, put the game down, never played it again. And he said he liked the game.
I'll give him a little hint on how to get past that part.
Yeah, do it.
Just stand by the gate, and then eventually enough of those cherubs will fly into the gate that you'll get the, like, whatever you were trying to accomplish there will happen.
And you don't even need to shoot them?
No, you don't need to shoot them or anything, because they eventually, enough of them crash into the gate.
Oh.
That you can get lucky.
Oh, okay.
Like, if you just stand next to them, they'll explode. As long as your health gets... As long as the other Ghostbusters come over and pick you back up,
you'll be okay.
You'll be okay. Like, it takes a couple tries, but you can cheat through it that way.
I actually got through it legitimately. But yes, it was very annoying, but I made it through. One game that this happened to me, I don't know, this is pretty bad. I'm on the final boss of Gears of War 2. I think it's the final fight of Gears of War 2, and I just kept dying over and over again. And I said, you know what? I don't actually give a shit about the story. I don't really care. I'm done. And I just put the game back on the shelf. But I don't know. I had no desire to play it again. And this inevitably always happens with the Grand Theft Auto games, where you get to one of those missions where, you know, you basically die because of a flaw in the gameplay, the control somewhere. And it just gets too frustrating. And that happened to me with Grand Theft Auto 4. I don't remember exactly which mission it was, but I was like, all right, I get it. I had enough. I'm done. So, yeah, it does. It definitely happens. You guys think of any off the top of your head?
Grand Theft Auto sounds good. I'll go with that,
yeah,
too.
I want to say I got to the last boss in Onimusha. How do you pronounce that again?
Karaoke.
Onimusha.
Ovaltine.
I got the last boss on that several times.
Levarian Tactics.
Ovarian Tactics.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a. Yeah. I don't want to torture myself when I play games. That's
You know what game I did that with like a week ago was Scribblenauts. Duh.
Oh, all right.
I just said, you know what? Yeah. This game is basically the same thing over and over and over again, and it doesn't work half the time anyway. I'm done with you. In the mail you go.
Mm-hmm. I did that with Fairy Tail Fights, too.
Yeah. All right. Let's wrap it up then. Huh?
Oh, I thought we did.
All right, we did, yeah. We want to remind everybody to follow us on Twitter, and certainly thanks for listening. Twitter.com/CheapED, Twitter.com/Wombat5277, Twitter.com/Shipwreck. And if you need the video game deals via Twitter, it's video game deals, or UK game deals if you're in the UK. Also, GoDaddy. What was that tagline, Shipwreck?
Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com.
That's good.
And you can also see the commercials with boobs on GoDaddy.com.
You can. And here's the coupon codes. The $6.95 domains, it's CAG domain. $5 off a $30 order is CAG 5 off 30. And 10% off any order is CAG 10. I'll post them with the show in case you
forget. See site for details.
See site for details. And breasts. I'll also post the box art of Magna Carta Japan. So you can see giant cartoon breasts right in the middle of a game box. And I think that's it. I want to thank it. Oh, my voice just cracked. I think I had finally reached puberty.
Puberty?
Poof.
Is that what happened when Winnie the Pooh turned 14? He reached puberty?
Yes, and his balls dropped. All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. We will see you next week.
The challenge is ice hockey. The power is Nintendo. It's as slick as ice, as fast as fury. Throw in your shoulders, dig in your blade, blast it in, or be blown away. ice hockey only from Nintendo. Play RC Pro-Am. Play with power. Pull up to the start. Taste the challenge. The power of radio control. If you can't take it, you'll be dust. Radio Control Pro-Am only from Nintendo. Now you're playing with...